I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A big honor for Sabres play-by-play man Rick Jenneret. The longtime announcer's banner was raised to the rafters of KeyBank Center. Jenneret has been with the team since the 1971-72 season. He will close out his career April 29th versus Chicago. State Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy says Republicans across the Empire State are pleased by a judge's ruling. Redistricting maps made by the Democrat-controlled legislature are unconstitutional.
We are, in what Republicans have said from the very beginning, has been 100% vindicated by the courts. But more importantly, the 20 million people of this state have been vindicated because it's their will that was subverted by power-obsessed Democrats with this gerrymander.
Langworthy says Governor Hochul colluded with lawmakers to rig elections by gerrymandering maps. State Senator Rob Ort says he's not seen a budget bill put into text regarding funding for a new Bill Stadium. Ort says many of his colleagues in Albany are simply letting Governor Hochul run the show when it comes to the Bill Stadium deal. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Governor Kathy Hochul's recent announcement lifting the New York State requirement for the wearing of masks indoors is a very encouraging sign. But how about those with underlying conditions? We're going to talk about it coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for partly sunny skies this afternoon with a high 47. Overcast tonight with a few showers of rain or snow late and a low 34. Tomorrow, a couple of showers of rain or snow with a high 45. Partly cloudy skies for tomorrow night with a low 30. Monday, some sunshine, then turning cloudy with a high of 49. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Thanks, Gregory. Partly cloudy, 35 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo, where we're always talking about something current. We're talking about things that affect your life and always looking to improve things around us, which will improve your life as well. So we're just so grateful to have everybody with us this morning and every morning here on Senior Radio at 11 o'clock on Saturday and also on Aging Gracefully at 6:30 on Sunday morning. Yeah. All right. This morning, if you got kids, you got grandkids most likely. And you know, with summer around the corner, they're probably going to be looking for summer jobs, right? I mean, everybody wants a good summer job. The pay is pretty good and it keeps the kids busy. However, you have to, as grandparents, as parents, we have to be on the lookout to always safeguard our kids. And in speaking of that, we welcome Lindy Korn to the show this morning. Lindy from the Law Office of Lindy Korn, 856-5676, about workplace discrimination, sexual discrimination. And there just happens to be a current lawsuit where a Chipotle manager, okay, a manager of the Chipotle chain, sexually assaulted workers. And of course, these are young 17-year-olds, in this case, a female employee and several other young female employees who said they experienced ongoing sexual harassment at a location in Washington State. But they said the suit alleged that the store did nothing to stop the misconduct in violation of the Civil Rights Act. So let's talk to Lindy Korn about this morning because, you know, Lindy, good morning, first of all. Nice to have you
good
with
morning.
Us.
Good morning,
I think in all of our years that go by, haven't we all had a job where you kind of thought the manager was sweet on us and, you know what I mean, it make you feel a little creepy?
Well, I think it's because actually sex drives the intellect goes away, but the interest is very strong, and people have frustrations in their life, and you know they play it out when they're at work.
Mm-hmm,
it's an old story. But this case is important to discuss because teen workers comprise a large segment of the workforce in fast food industry, and you know whether it's a summer job or a job after school. You know, it's the first job outside of the protection of a family structure. And so people are testing boundaries. People are manipulating each other. Young people, you know, are really easy targets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I thought it would be good for us to talk to our audience today. And so here at this Chipotle chain restaurant, the EEOC filed the lawsuit, and this is March 2022, on behalf of the 17-year-old female employee and several other young female employees who said they were experienced ongoing sexual harassment, and as you mentioned, the employer did nothing to stop it. And what's really also complicating all of this, think about this, if you are bothered and you're young and you like the money from the job, How hard is it to complain? You know, that's something that takes, you know, a lot of gumption,
yep,
a lot of confidence, and there's so much fear about things when you don't understand them and it's your first job. So teens keep quiet, and that's a real problem.
Yeah, I'm really proud of these young ladies for stepping forward because, like I say, back in my day, you just kind of went around people like that and tried not to, you know, let them know you were there, and you just put up with it, you know. But
yes,
in this case, let me tell everybody what else happened. First of all, she was she had already complained to management that this guy was making her uncomfortable. Over the next 3 months, the same manager sexually harassed three other underage female employees, commenting on their bodies, soliciting them for sex, and cornering them in the walk-in freezer and refusing to let them leave. Also, another male crew worker who had been transferred to that store made sexual comments about several of the female workers and called them unwelcome names like sweetheart and baby girl. Two of the female employees went back to the general manager about the crew member, but nothing was done. The crew member aggressively confronted the two workers, you know, about their harassment complaint and touched them inappropriately while doing so. So there's one reason why, you know, these people would be reticent to go and complain, because here's a guy who's coming back and you know, after he's been spoken to, and now the retaliation, you know, he's touching them now and making the situation worse. Those two workers quit their jobs because they feared for their safety. So, you know, I it's like you say, this is 2022, and this actually has to be brought to court, you'd think that a big chain like Chipotle would get to the bottom of that right away.
Well, the thing is that you know, people's desires are creating tremendous risk, and to spend profits on lawsuits versus, you know, improving the business is just not good business.
No.
But here, they have not trained their upper management well, if you want to say, because a female service manager did alert the store's general manager to the male manager's conduct, and said that he was pursuing a relationship with underage employees. And instead of conducting an investigation, which is a no-brainer, every policy will tell you that's what has to happen, instead, the general manager told the 17-year-old worker that she could be fired for having an inappropriate relationship with the manager. And the general manager told her that other female employees had already asked not to be scheduled with him because he made them feel uncomfortable. So this is a very, liability is going to be strong in favor of these females because they had noticed the female manager did do the right thing. And then the general manager, who must have been protecting the male manager, basically flipped it and said, yep, you know, your worst fear is correct. You're the one who's doing something wrong, and you could be fired, and you may well be fired. So, you see, it's management at its worst.
Absolutely. I even had, you know what, this recalls an incident when I was working for a company. I wasn't in broadcasting at the time. I was in broadcasting part-time, but not full-time. But I had a full-time job, and there's a guy on the job. I was in it was a central office telephone installation job, believe it or not. And it was a big, big company in Western New York, and there was a guy making me feel uncomfortable on the job. And I went to our supervisor, and he said the same thing to me. He says, you know, just so you know, if you have problems with this guy, we could transfer you out of town. Or, you know, be careful because you could be fired for this kind of thing. It was like it was totally turned on me.
Yeah. Well, when you hear the word inappropriate and you're young, and someone, it's your first job.
Right.
Or one of your first jobs. And someone's telling you you're being inappropriate, even though you're the one who's complaining about something horrific, like, you know, inappropriate boundaries and touchings and things that are assaults. The thing is, you're confused, and then you get scared. And once they get you into that fear zone, you're dispensable.
Amazing. It's
and
amazing.
In fact, in this case, the two workers quit their jobs because they feared for their safety. So they actually, you know, were smart about the fact that it wasn't going well, and maybe they were confused, but they wanted it to stop, and since no one was stopping it, they controlled it by quitting.
You know, Lindy, it occurs to me that you may be seeing more and more of these cases coming to court because these types of jobs, which may have started out as summer jobs for teens, because of what they're paying per hour to get people in, you're going to find more and more people who are using these jobs basically as career jobs. And they don't want to be fired for stupid reasons like this or be pushed out from a bad manager. So this is really going to, I think, maybe shake up those industries where people didn't hang on to those jobs for very long. They were summer jobs, this and that. Because now, like I say, with what they're paying, you may have people saying, you're not going to push me out of this job.
Well, the thing is, you know, in this particular lawsuit, the teen worker segment, which is very large, is probably most vulnerable. However, you make a very good point because we're all vulnerable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose, you know, you might, after so many jobs, learn, like you have learned and I have learned and other people who have lived so many years have learned. But the vulnerability of the young workers, you know, and also there are harassers who are addicted to youth. Like if you're over 22, you're old.
Right.
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy. They're easy targets because they don't have experience. And then what's worse is when management does nothing about it except to blame and shame you. And, you know, the worst part about it is even for these two that quit, they actually have shame about, I mean, you know, it's not clear to them what exactly did happen.
Yeah.
And it makes them a little shaky when they go into their next job.
Certainly.
That's a real shame.
I mean, you know, they go to their next job and the at the application they say, why did you leave your last job? And you're like, well, I mean, and you don't even want to say that because now you don't, you're thinking, I had such a bad experience at this job. Is this person going to judge me just by me saying that and think that I'm a bad risk for this job?
Yes. And what does it tell them about managers?
Mm-hmm.
That managers will back up people like them versus protecting workers. And if they get training, which they will, because sexual harassment training is mandatory, then they're not going to understand why the policy basically was a fiction.
You know what? Folks, if you have, you know, keep an eye on the grandkids. Talk to them about their summer jobs, about what's going on at the job. Ask them about their experiences with management and see if you can draw them out on this because they need maybe somebody to talk to so they feel confident in their gut feelings. And Lindy Korn would be your next call, 716-856-5676. That's the law office of Lindy Korn. Lindy has been at this a long time. She is really the expert when it comes to workplace discrimination, sex, race, religion, pregnancy, etc., any kind of discrimination here in Western New York. And we are so graced to have her on certain Saturday mornings to talk about these cases. And remember, this is a current case that's going on. This wasn't stuff that just happened 40 years ago. This is happening now, and that's why you need Lindy Korn in your corner. 856-5676, the law office of Lindy Korn.
We'll empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
everybody. Linda Wett back with you here on the show, and we're so happy that you're joining us here. And we want to let you know, don't worry, you can always hear Senior Radio Buffalo at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and our newer show, Aging Gracefully, at 6:30 on Sunday mornings, exclusively here on Radio 930 WBEN. You know, we got into this subject last week about preventive care and why that is so important for even 50 plus. So instead of me telling you about it, we're going to introduce Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. Good morning, Dr. Harris. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Well, me too, because let's talk about what preventive care is and why it is so important.
Sure. So preventive care are those medical services that are designed to prevent the progression or the development of disease. So it touches on a healthy weight, on fall prevention, on essential health screenings, and things like that to make sure that you maintain your optimal well-being. You know, as your body ages, you know, it weakens, and so you can become more susceptible to falls. Your immune system can be compromised, illnesses can be worse and can take longer to recover from, and seniors are more susceptible to those things. So it's really important to make sure you touch base with your primary care provider to get all of those services.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that when you say your immune system is easily compromised and illnesses can be worse and take longer to recover from. I think sometimes we don't give ourselves the patience that we used to have. You can have a flu and be down with it longer than you remember having it at 25 and things like that. So that's perfectly
right.
Normal as we get older. So let me ask you, since you're a doctor, should our listeners be discussing preventative care with their doctor?
Absolutely. So those are some of the main things that when you go to see your doctor, even if it's just for an acute visit, you never miss an opportunity to have a conversation about the preventative care. So, you know, what things should you be asking your doctor? How do I stay active? How do I avoid falls? Talk about falling since your last visit. If you're having trouble with bladder control, what is your memory like? How are you eating? How are you sleeping? And those types of things you should really be discussing with your provider just about every visit.
Yeah, that's true, because if you're having an issue, they can chart it down with the date, and then you can kind of see how you're doing from year to year. And also, your doctor now has so many ways to remedy some of these things. He's got great advice about avoiding falls and bladder trouble and things like this.
Absolutely, and so many times those things are interconnected. So let's say if you're having trouble with your bladder and you're getting up a lot in the middle of the night, you can get up and fall, mm-hmm. and then, you know, so you tell your doctor you fell, but you didn't tell them that the reason you fell is because you were getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was dark, and you tripped. And so those types of things, you know, you have to make sure you bring up and discuss with your provider, because that, something really small can blossom into something big, and you want to control it when you can.
That is so true. And with the last 2 years, I think a lot of us have really become inactive. And if you're becoming inactive, maybe you're just sitting more, maybe just watching TV or doing something passive, and that may affect your mental health. So all of these things kind of tie together, including my next question, Doctor, because the pandemic has made many of us very hesitant about going to the doctor for other than like an emergency or something chronic, certainly not for preventive care. So is it okay to call your doctor again and start seeing him or her again on a regular basis, even to just start talking about things like preventive care?
Absolutely. So at the start of the pandemic, as you already mentioned, many people were hesitant to go see their provider for fear of contracting illness or getting sick. And so we know that many have not come back to seeing us as needed and are not current with their health appointments. So it's safe and it's important to get back on track. If you missed a colonoscopy or a mammogram or whatever screening test, you can call your doctor today and get those things scheduled. So get back on track with your recommended preventive health screenings and your dental visits. It's incredibly important to make sure you have good oral care, because oral care can also lead to chronic conditions like heart disease. So it's important to make sure that your teeth are taken care of.
Yes.
Call your doctor
mm-hmm.
today.
And you know what, Dr. Harris, I think it's just so easy for us to just let some of those appointments go. It's like, well, I've been okay. I guess I'm okay. But you're absolutely right. Even something like missing a dental appointment can have adverse reactions down the road. So this is that time. It's spring now. We want to get back on track in so many different ways. Now, let me ask you this. What should people do if they don't have a primary care provider?
So there's a lot of things that people can do. So, you know, checking with your friends and your family about who their doctor is and if they're happy with the services. You can get recommendations from them and find out if the office is taking new patients. You can look around your neighborhood and see if your primary care provider is anywhere within your neighborhood, within your local community. And certainly you can always check with your Univera insurance provider to see who's in your network. We have a tool on our website to help find doctors and specialists.
Oh, that is good to know. Now, what should people do if they don't have health insurance?
So if you're over or under 65, we're here to help. We are community focused, and we can, if you certainly call into our customer service, to our customer service reps, we can help you try to identify an appropriate insurance for you and guide you to services that might be helpful. You know, we're right here in the community. We have 5-star rated Medicare plans, and we're accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York.
That's awesome.
So we can help you with that.
That's right. And by the way, Univera is a local community-focused 5-star rated Medicare plans, right, and is accepted at 100% of hospitals and 98% of doctors in Western New York. So chances are that's going to be just a great choice for you.
Absolutely.
That is great. Now, doctor, let me go back a little bit to the preventative care, because we're talking to people who are listening with their spouses and or significant others and who are by themselves. A lot of times, the person who may be listening is doing very well, but the person they're living with seems to push it off, okay? How do we get that person to get back on track?
Oh boy!
I hate to preface this, but I want to say in this case, in my brain, I'm thinking our husbands, because you know, if it ain't broken, don't break it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're I think from what I just know from personal experience, I cannot and will not speak for others. I think that's always a tougher sell.
Yeah, it really is. Now, there's a couple of things that you could do. You certainly cannot. It'd be difficult for you to make the appointment for the other person. Mm-hmm. Most provider offices are going to ask that the member of the patient call. But you can certainly call your doctor and share some concerns that you have. So if your spouse, significant other is having some issues, you can call them and let them know what your concerns are, and then they can reach out to that person to try to make that appointment. You can get them to ride with you to your appointment. And while you're there, you know, hey, do you think you should make an appointment with your doc? You can, you know, there's a variety of different things that you can do to try to encourage them, or just, you know, if you're getting your colonoscopy or your mammogram or whatever screening test, it's like, have you done yours? What do you think about doing that? And just try to be encouraging to get folks to doing that. And certainly you can always call your Univera hotline to your customer service rep and see what other tools and services we might be able to assist you with making that appointment for that loved one.
I think that's a great idea. Get some help on your side, because even at our ages now, you may notice that your loved one is maybe having trouble hearing, and if they're not hearing as well, then you know what? You're going to find that they're not involved in the conversations, and maybe even that can lead to a mental health issue. So even something like that, it's important, like you say, have that team approach and get on in there and get that taken care of, because there's so much great help out there.
Yeah, that's a touchy one. Hearing is really important, and that happens fairly often where people are losing their hearing, and then they get a little argumentative, saying, I heard what you said, or you didn't say something, you know, all kinds of arguments.
Right.
From that.
Or you're mumbling.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's right. So it's really important to get that checked out and make sure that you're seeing your provider about hearing.
Absolutely. And remember, everybody, we're talking about if you need that help from a primary care provider, if you don't have health insurance, Univera is there for you. We want to thank Dr. Lisa Harris, who's the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the commercial line of business at Univera. And tell everybody you heard Dr. Harris here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A big night for Rick Jeanneret last night as a banner honoring his 51 years as play-by-play announcer for the Sabres was raised to the rafters of KeyBank Center last night before the Sabres took on Nashville.
Because they grew up with me, really. You know, any time that they listen to the Buffalo Sabres or something, you know, half a century is, you got a couple of generations in there, and that's not surprising whatsoever that my name would be associated with the team in that regard. I didn't plan it that way. It's just natural, and I'm not surprised at all by it.
His last game is set for April 29th. Edenstown supervisor and candidate for Erie County Clerk says someone tried to intimidate her into dropping out of the race this week. Melissa Hartman says someone threw a partial pipe bomb into her home early Monday morning. The pipe bomb contained several messages, including one that said the next pipe bomb would be live if she did not drop out. She says she's not going to drop out of that race, saying the incident was an act of violence against her family and her, and she will not dismiss the intentions or severity of it. State Senator Rob Ord in town and talked briefly of the new stadium deal as part of the state budget. WBEN's Brayton Wilson has more.
Friday marks the deadline for the submission of the New York State budget, which is expected to include the new Bill Stadium deal that was formally announced on Monday by Governor Kathy Hochul. The deal was said to include a $600 million proposal as part of the state budget to go towards the construction of a new stadium for the Bills in Orchard Park. State Senator Rob Ort was in Buffalo on Friday, and when asked about the Bill Stadium deal being part of the budget, he says he's not even seen one budget bill that's been put into text. At this time, Ort says that many of his colleagues in Albany are simply letting the governor run the show when it comes to the Bill Stadium deal.
You know, many of my colleagues outside have concerns, and this is the governor's deal, and according to even people I've talked to the inside, they're letting her handle it. She's going to get this done, so she's got to do it. And right now, I'm optimistic, but there's real concerns and red flags that I see as far as this deal getting done.
More from Senator Ort on the Bill Stadium deal is available for you on our website. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco. We were talking about George Burns, the late comedian. Here's a quote that we both agreed that we both liked. George said, "I look to the future because that's where I'm going to spend the rest of my life." Mr. Burns was born on January 20th, 1896, and died on March 9th, 1996, at the age of 100. And as many of you know, at age 100, George Burns would have been a graduate of the Erie County Senior Fitness Program, Club 99. You know that as a result of the pandemic, we've all become aware of the dangers of underlying conditions. It is now estimated that 42.4% of all Americans are considered obese. I think that we all know that obesity-related underlying conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Now, today, as we look forward to being together again and thriving in a new normal, we should all begin living a healthier lifestyle to gain the reward of a happier, brighter, longer future. And Live Well Erie is committed to getting us there. And now I'm going to have our announcer read a recent quote from our county executive, Mark Poelenkars.
I most sincerely hope that the education, motivation, and inspiration offered by the Department of Senior Services and the Live Well Erie Initiative will be utilized by every resident of Erie County over age 60. My goal for this initiative is to make Erie County the healthiest in the nation.
For more information on Live Well Erie, call 858-8526.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you know that we're a firm date every weekend, Saturday mornings at 11, Sunday mornings at 6:30 when we air our Aging Gracefully show. And I have to tell you, the one person who we advocate on our show who gets an awful lot of feedback is our guest, Roxanne Sorensen. I talk about her during the week and let you know she's coming up. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. And Roxanne joins us to talk about what she does when people give her a call. First of all, good morning, Roxanne. Great to have you back.
Morning, Linda. Thank you.
And Roxanne, tell us why you founded Elder Care Solutions of Western New York.
Well, when Florica, Miranda, and I joined forces and came up with this concept, we saw a shortage of services being applied to someone's daily life. We knew, we both came from big companies where there's a lot of rules, regulations, you know, and layers to go through. People can't always wait for those layers to be processed. So we saw that people needed an advocate, a one-on-one advocate, where they could feel comfortable with knowing everything about that person, their, everything from medical to financial, someone they can trust and be there. So we started Elder Care Solutions on a whim. It really was, let's try this, let's see how it goes, and 14 years later, we're still going strong and continuing to grow.
And I can imagine, I mean, first of all, the elder care picture when it comes to medical needs has not gotten any simpler. So just imagine, everybody, the wealth of knowledge that Roxanne has that you are not going to need to wade through all this when you need questions answered and all of a sudden you need care for a loved one.
Yeah, and honestly, Linda, you know, it's kind of funny, I never wanted to work with an older population when I first got my social work degree, and boy, was I wrong, because that's all I've ever done. And it's truly, you know, you don't even see your own family members as elderly or getting older. I look at my parents, and to me, they're going to live forever. How unrealistic that is, I know. But, you know, now that they are aging, they're getting sicker, it really opens my eyes to what my clients go through. I mean, I have had to deal with this with my grandmother and other relatives, but it's not that simple. It truly isn't easy, and the frustration level, the exhaustion level, it's daily, and there's not one person in the world that won't deal with this at some point in their life.
Absolutely, and you don't want to deal with it only when you have to, because that's when you make the worst decisions, or you're given the worst choices. So
yeah.
Let's
a lot
back
of frustration.
Up a little bit. Right, let's say we have a couple who want to talk to you. They're mm-hmm. elderly, and their health isn't the best. Okay, and one basically has chronic health conditions.
Okay.
So they come to you, and what is it that you talk about, and what can you help them with?
I talk to them about what are their physical needs first. What do they need assistance around the house with? Can they, you know, can they ambulate independently, or do they need an assistive device? Do they do stairs? Because stairs are one of the biggest barriers for someone remaining home. They're a huge fall hazard. And, you know, if I can bring an aide in to go down into the basement to do the laundry, why not let someone go up and down for you? We will do that. So we talk about all the medical concerns that they have, the issues of transportation, of getting to and from. Maybe they shouldn't be driving any longer. Maybe they're, you know, I'm 85 years old now. I don't want to cook as much anymore. What are solutions? Then we look at, you know, the interactive social life. Are they getting out? Are they not getting out? You know, how can we bring supports into the home? Or is it assisted living is a better option for them, or a retirement community? We'll talk about safety. Who's getting up in the middle of the night? Has anyone, especially if they had dementia, are they leaving the home? You know, we talk about everything, and we really focus in on what their concerns are. We do, of course, talk to children if they're involved or a relative, but really we have to really get to the nitty-gritty with that loved one, and they are the ones that are going to drive it forward no matter what, because if they're resistive, I can give them all the solutions in the world, but it doesn't matter if they won't accept them.
Right.
And the final thing we have to discuss, and I know sometimes it's difficult, especially with the Depression era generation, is finances. Mm-hmm. That we, you know, what can you afford? Can I bring in services? How much money do I have? Do I need to apply for food stamps or HEAP or Medicaid, veterans benefits? Do you have the right health insurance? Maybe your health insurance isn't the right one and you're spending a fortune on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have resources for that. I collaborate with Heartloft Benefits to be able to be doing the Medicare benefits. They're independent brokers. Why not have some options? Just like I talk to attorneys and home care and doctors and financial planners. It's all customized to what they want.
It seems to me, Roxanne, also we have so many children of elderly parents who are moving out of town, whether for business or for whatever, and they know mom or dad are alone now. This is the perfect time for them to come in with mom and dad and sit with you and find out what their needs are and to make sure they're getting the care that their kids can't give them from living far away.
That's a great example. Before we started speaking today, I had a client who called, and they just wanted some basic information to learn about what we do. Son is in Ohio, daughter's in California, no one's local. Mom's been in assisted living, is now moved to skilled nursing. Dad is home. He probably needs assisted living, but is adamant he is not leaving his home. Mm-hmm. He won't bring any care in place. And they're like, what do we do? How do you help? And then we talked about the money. And there are so many roads they can go down, and no one's here. So we have a huge percentage of families whose loved ones do not live locally. They all left for their jobs and their families and different careers. So is it possible to service somebody like this couple? Absolutely. And it gives the family members out of town that comfort to know someone is there.
Absolutely. They can basically pick up the phone and call you, Roxanne. Yes. If they're hearing that mom or dad aren't well, or they're finding out one is in the hospital, they call you, and you can now start to put all everything into place if it's not in place already.
Absolutely, because we have our connections. We have our resources. We know out of the 50 assisted livings or the nursing homes, which ones are going to be the best fit for that loved one. You know, if you're given a list, how do you really know on that list what is appropriate? You don't. And today's world, assisted livings are not equal. They all have different layers to them. So if I'm in a hospital situation, I'm not thinking clearly. No matter what I think I am, you have to make a life-altering decision, and it's not simple by just looking at a list.
No, as a matter of fact, you might think, well, I'm going to put mom right in this nice place on the corner, and that'll be great. Well, guess what? That may not be possible. They may not have the room. She may not fit the criteria to go there.
Right.
Now what are you going to do?
Right.
You don't want to leave that up to a faceless, nameless person who's just filling out paperwork. That's not what you want. And I can imagine, Roxanne, that you also hear from caregivers who are getting to the point where they're burned out now. They can't do it anymore, and they need some help.
They do, and the guilt is the biggest thing we deal with caregivers, because they don't want to say they can't do it anymore, and I allow them to cry uncle, and they look at me, I'm like, it's okay to say you're done, and they need to hear that, and they don't want to admit it, but by the end of the conversation, after we're done with the tears and the laughing and all of the in-between, they really feel like they've had a burden lifted off their shoulders, that they don't have to go it alone any longer. Sometimes you just need someone to talk to.
And you know, Roxanne, it also occurs to me that although our caregivers are doing the best they can, how many times, once the caregiver has you to help them, do they actually get better services than what they were trying to do all by themselves?
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even thinking of my own family, my parents are out of town, and luckily my sister lives there and takes care of them. But in a moment's notice, I've got to drop everything for my mom and dad. And, you know, I know my system here locally, and I can figure it out down where they are, but I don't have those same connections. Like, if I need something, I can call the nursing home administrator of such and such building, or the attorney, or the home care. So I understand what these families are going through.
Absolutely.
It's not easy. And, you know, sometimes I wonder if I'm making the right decisions.
You know,
and I do this for a living.
Exactly. And I think we all go through that, and we all wonder. But that is something that doesn't have to happen if people have already met with you and they're working with you and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. I mean, we're not quite through winter yet. It doesn't take much for someone to slip, fall down, break a hip, okay? You're sure. In the hospital. Now what? And that's the question. Now what? Well, I don't know. I mean,
right.
What do you think the doctor is going to tell you? Well, the doctor isn't an expert in elder care solutions like you are. The doctor can only help you so far and give you recommendations. But now you have to do the legwork to find out what might be best for mom from this point on. And that's very hard to do by yourself.
Absolutely, because, you know, if you think about it, you go to the doctor even personally, do you really tell them the truth most of the time, or you just kind of skate over things?
Right.
And, you know, if I'm 90 years old, I'm probably not telling them exactly
mm-hmm.
what's going on. You got the daughter in the corner shaking her head.
Mm-hmm.
If she's allowed in the room going, no, she can't do any of that.
Right.
So who's the doctor? He's now the monkey in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So So it is kind of interesting how that works out. But, you know, there are solutions to that. I mean, you know, I would tell a daughter or son, if you really want the doctor to know something, send them a note ahead of time. Mm-hmm. That way they can read it before the meeting, and maybe then they can touch on some of the areas that you're too afraid to bring up in front of your parents.
So true. So true. Roxanne Sorensen heads up Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. You're not going to find somebody who does exactly what Roxanne does. You're not going to find someone who cares as much as Roxanne does. And Roxanne is a team player. She will work with your attorney, your financial advice person, because it really is about your life, and you do need that team around you to help you decide what you can do and if you can do it. And that is so important. And it makes you sleep better at night knowing that basically you have somebody else who understands what your needs are and is ready to step in at a moment's notice to make sure the care that you want is the care you're going to get.
I agree with that. And, you know, the one thing I'm proud of is our team is eclectic. We have nurses, social workers, human service professionals. You know, if you're going to do a home remodel to bring your loved one home, or you're not sure if it's safe to bring them home, why not send our nurse out? Let her do a home eval. We'll give you all the pointers you need before you start an investment that may be not worth doing.
Right. Roxanne does not work in isolation. She's got a lot of wonderful, wonderful professionals around her to help assess the patient and to decide what's best. Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 4255 Harlem Road. But the phone number, grab your pen, 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. Over 25 years of experience advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers. Find her online at eldercarewny.com and make sure you know you heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We are so excited to be with you every week, giving you such great information with such people who really know what they're talking about. And we so appreciate the fact that you folks listen every week. And I bump into a lot of people who listen to the show, and they tell me it's valuable. They wouldn't go a weekend without it. And that just makes me so happy. And it makes me really happy when we can do things together. And what I mean by that is that, as you know, coming up in May, we have our incredible Rocky Mountaineer rail trip that's planned, where we'll be traveling up to Vancouver and heading on that beautiful, beautiful sightseeing trip all the way to Calgary. That's coming up in May, folks, and we've got quite a few travelers for that. We also want to tell you that we are now going back to Europe in the fall. Yes, we are. We had planned this trip 2 years ago before COVID. So many people were so into it. It was so popular. And then we had to stop because the world basically stopped. Well, the world is back on again, and so are we. So the trip is called Treasures of Europe, and it's October 20th through November 2nd. It's the perfect time to go. All you have to do is listen to what we have to say, and we think that you're going to be on board once again. We've got Kevin Ferguson also standing by from Colette Tours, and Colette Travel has been a great partner with us as well. And now we get the benefit of Kevin from Colette and Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant, so we can contact her locally about details. So welcome back, you folks. It's so great to be back on the road with both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Kevin, it's an exciting trip. We're going to be taking a coach to Toronto to leave for this trip. It's October 20th through November 2nd. Tell us about what we'll be seeing.
Absolutely. So first of all, this is an overnight flight. Gets us into London, England. Very simply put here, our first day is going to just be getting over the jet lag, getting all over all of that, and then just being able to have a great start. And what I mean by great start, having a authentic pub dinner as a first kind of start right there. From there, our next day is when we're going to be doing a quintessential city tour, panoramic tour of London, seeing with a local guide places like Buckingham Palace, Tower of London, the Houses of Parliament. And that, the rest of your day is going to be at leisure to just enjoy. Your tour manager is staying at the same hotel. They're going to give you the options, ideas where you can go, what to see, what to do. We just don't want you to be sitting in your room wondering what's going on back at home. There's a reason why you left. Mm-hmm. And from there, our next day, we're going to be making our way across the English Channel by high-speed train. We're going to go nearly 185 miles an hour on the Eurostar from London over to Paris, the City of Lights, where we're going to have that evening a dinner cruise right on the Seine River with amazing, spectacular views of the Eiffel Tower and everything right there at sunset. Next day from there, we make our way into a panoramic city tour here of Paris itself. We have, again, the Arc de Triomphe, the Champs-Élysées, and the afternoon will be yours to enjoy independently. There'll be an optional tour to go to the Louvre Museum, which houses the Mona Lisa, the Venus de Milo, or go up to Montmartre and Sacré-Cœur, where all the artist community resides. From there, following day, we go by high-speed train once again, the TGV, France's own train, from Paris over to Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh.
And you don't need to pass. You don't need to stamp the passport or anything like that. You know, it's because you're in your own land. It's all done effortlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And from Zurich, just these stunning views of the Alpine Lakes, the snow-capped mountains, and we will transfer to our village of Andermatt, which is right in one of the valleys outside of Lucerne. And Lucerne, our next day, it's the Swiss paradise on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing a city tour here, walking through the old town. And this is where, again, picture postcard moments are made. The sights here, just the landscapes, the architecture, all of that, and of course the chocolate and all the other goodies that Switzerland has to offer. Truly a trip of a lifetime.
Oh, it's great.
And then to cap that off,
yes,
a little bit of Italy.
Of Italy. Yes.
Yeah, I should say. Yeah, we're going to go through the Lake District here with a 2-night stay, right on the Venetian mainland in Maestre, and this gives us great strategery, just to be able to enjoy a full day, time in Venice. We'll be getting out to Murano Island, where the glass blowing takes place. We'll be, walking tour of Venice, St. Mark's Basilica, the boat-filled canal, seeing all that. And then from there, down to Florence, where we'll be in the heart or the cradle of the Renaissance. We'll be taking a tour of the Accademia Gallery, which houses Michelangelo's David, the sculpture there, and just, art, architecture, food, fashion abound before Rome, the capital of Italy, where we'll have a classical Roman tour. We'll be touring the interior of the Colosseum with a guide and much, much more.
Oh.
Just, so much to offer. There's a wow literally every day.
It is. It really is. And of course, I'll be going with my husband, Bob, and we tend to buddy up on these trips. You're never really alone. If we want to go shopping, we do that. And a bunch of us go to dinner and we go find places to go and see. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful way to experience other parts of the world, where we have just been sitting home for the last 2 years saying, I want to go. I just have to get out and have to go somewhere. And to think that we've got the Treasures of Europe now coming up again, October 20th through November 2nd. Great time to go. And Kevin, give us the price point for this, because, folks, this is very, very reasonable for everything that you're going to get.
Absolutely. So on this here, it's land and air inclusive out of Toronto, the transfers from Buffalo to Toronto. And by the way, if you have a friend that lives in a different air gateway, they're in a different part of the country, nowhere near where we're at, we can fly them out of their local airport. So just reach out to Denise on this. But it's $54.49 per person, double occupancy. Again, land and air inclusive, dozen and a half meals, your hotels, your porterage, that's all there. It's $64.49. It's $1,000 higher for singles. Mm-hmm. Limited amount of spacing on this. So if you are a single traveler, by all means, definitely do not wait or dilly-dally on this one here. And, of course, our cancel for any reason insurance, $399 extra, whether you're a double or a single. And this is a true cancel for any reason policy as well. So, again, another amazing, amazing value add. And last,
is.
I should just say this.
Mm-hmm.
The voice in your head that's telling you to travel, you need to listen to it, because 10 years from now, you'll wish you had.
You know what? I think we're regretting that the most in the last 2 years, was that we were just all so housebound, and we thought to ourselves, that I will never pass up another opportunity to travel safely, and we're going to do it with Senior Radio Buffalo. This is a Colette tour, a trip that is going to be handled locally from Denise Ambrusco-Meda. You've worked with her if you've been on our list to go to enjoy the Rocky Mountaineer in May from Travel Brilliant. And Denise, people can call and ask if they have travel questions, if they have questions about the flight, or really anything.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I'm here. I love working with Kevin. I've worked with Colette Tours, and we've been partnered with them for a long time. But it's also nice to have somebody local. You're a local client. And I've gotten to talk to so many of the listeners over the last 2 years. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to help you answer any of those questions. And again, if you need anything, we're here before, during, and after. Everything goes smoothly. But with a Colette tour, we usually have nothing to worry about. They handle everything for us.
Right. And, as we get closer to the trip, we'll have information for you about your documentation. They'll keep you up to date on what's going to be required as far as COVID is concerned. But Denise Ambrusco-Meda does a great job from Travel Brilliant. And I want to give you her phone number, because if you already know this is for you, or you are booked on our first trip that we couldn't go because of COVID and you want in again, 716-417-7824. 417-7824. We had gotten together with Kevin and with a lot of travelers, and everybody was so enthusiastic, Kevin, at that meeting. Remember how much fun it was? Everybody was talking about who they're bringing and that they're going, and they hadn't been before.
Yeah.
And it was just such a letdown. And now we have an opportunity to bring it all back together. And we're out of time, so I got to say goodbye to you guys. But once again, Treasures of Europe is back on again through Colette Tours, October 20th through November 2nd. But do call Denise Ambrusco-Meda from Travel Brilliant at 716-417-7824.
Moving, downsizing, Getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up? Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.